we realized that a lot of our CSMs haven't taken any academy courses. Like, talk about awareness. If we can't even have our CSMs to take academy courses, how do we expect our customers to? If CSMs aren't even taking the content and knowing what we're offering, how are they going to recommend it to our customers?
Welcome to the Retention Rethink Podcast, a new series brought to you by the Customer Success Collective and Gainsight. This four-part mini-series is all about rethinking customer retention and building life cycles that don't just prevent churn, they grow revenue. Each episode, we sit down with customer leaders to unpack their stories and share actionable learnings you can use right away. On the show today, we have Elise Ladney, Senior Manager, Customer Education at Audit Board. Elise, thanks so much for kicking off the series with us.
Oh, I'm excited to be here.
Before we get started and to set the stage for those who are listening, can you tell us a little bit more about Audit Board, the types of customers that you have, and the role in your organization?
Sure. So Audit Board is a GRC platform. We focus on auditors, compliance, and risk. So we are a platform to help auditors do their job more efficiently, faster, and easier. My job within the organization is customer education. So we are a customer-facing team. We're responsible for our academy content, which is all self-paced, customer-facing content that they can complete at their own pace. We offer certifications and we offer a lot of really dynamic information that customers can use as they're getting onboarded and even years after they've started with Audit Board. The other piece of my team is our technical documentation. So I also own our help center, and that is all of the how-to specifics that customers need to use in order to make the most of the software that they use. So between the two platforms, we are really a go-to resource for any of our customers and also our internal folks to get up to speed with the product.
So you've got a really holistic ownership of education, like you said, both internally and externally. So let's start with the how do you even design these educational programs? How do you think about connecting that learning to value milestones instead of just product features for all the teams you're looking to educate?
Yeah, so it's tricky, right? We're just one small team out of the entire organization. Audit Board Academy, it started several years ago, but Help Center started just before that. So with focusing on a lot of the how-tos and the startup mentality that Audit Board was, it was a lot of just rush, get everything into the platform as much as you can. Now that we've grown and we have more of a stake with our customers, we're focusing still on the how-to, but we're actually pulling in the why for our features a lot more than we ever have before. So when I say that, it's not just how do I complete this workflow in the platform, but why should I complete this? At what point in my day-to-day would this be important? And how do we frame that for our customers so that way we're there when they need us, that just-in-time learning, so they're not going to be lost or they're not submitting a support ticket or reaching out to their CSMs. We're trying to deflect and support just that independent learning for our customers. When I think about value milestones, also quite tricky because a lot of what we do is really helpful for customers that are just starting with Audit Board. Like, you're onboarded, you're implementing. First 30 days, you're still trying to get up to speed with what the platform does. 6 months later, we see a fall off. We see customers not really exploring Academy anymore, even though we're constantly updating it. They might be using Help Center, but a lot more dependence becomes support or becomes CS. And really, we're trying to hone in our content and create more learning paths that are focused on, okay, here's your section for the first 30 days. Here's your section for the first 3 months. Here's your section for the next 6 months. So our goal this year and then beyond is really how do we try and reach customers at those milestones so that way they're not scrambling trying to figure out what do I do next. So that's our biggest value and something that we're consistently trying to work towards.
Yeah, that's incredible. Proactively guiding customers and helping them find that right path based on time or place that they might be. I love that. So it's not just teaching the product. It's all about value and helping them navigate what can feel overwhelming for customers as they're just learning. You are talking about not just teaching the product, but really teaching around value. And I know a lot of folks out there are wondering, how do you create enough learning paths, thinking about different personas and different roles in mind, without overwhelming people?
Yeah, great question. I think roles is the most logical place to start when it comes to customer education. It's an easy place for like our support teams to dive in and start talking. Here's what you do with your admin role or your team member role. So that's how we developed our learning paths to start. But as we've grown and we started to really dig into how does a customer become mature with Audaport based on their time with the platform, we started to realize role-based learning paths aren't going to cut it. We've started developing use case learning paths. So we have certain outcomes our customers should be able to hit as they are working with the platform. And so we can cater and tailor our learning paths by not having to do a whole lot of extra lift, but really saying, here's the flow for how you start with this outcome and how we can get you to there by the end of the course. And if it's almost like if we have it there and we are excited about the use cases, we think, oh, customers are going to love this. This is going to be something they can get to. It's false, right? It's like that mentality, if you build it, they will come, doesn't always work. Awareness and positioning of what we've built is the biggest key. So even though the outcomes and use cases are there, if we don't have awareness or buy-in, it's going to be very challenging to actually get customers to take the content. So I think that's probably, like, learning paths themselves are really important, but that awareness piece always kind of gets left behind, or it's like the last thing after a launch, and certainly something that we need to try and do better.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So more is not just more. It's actually, how do you get people there? How do you build that awareness? So teach us, what have you found that works to actually get people into your academy and using the resources you want them to use?
Yeah, we're pretty excited because the last couple of years we've been focusing on not just offering the how-to information, but we're focusing on certifications. So again, customer facing, people love certifications. It's all directed towards how to be an admin at Audaport or a team member, like really focusing on, can you show your knowledge of the platform? So what we did with our certifications is we did a big campaign to try and drive awareness through certifications and then bringing people back into Academy to either complete certifications or refresh their memory that Academy is there and they can take advantage of the courses. So one of my instructional designers, she did a great job with the certification campaign. She sent emails to folks, not just that had completed certifications, but she segmented it out. How about the folks that started a certification, but they didn't finish it? How about the folks that took the prerequisites for the cert, but didn't actually go in and complete the certification? Like, just trying to promote, hey, by the way, did you know these things are available to you? You've already completed most of it. Jump in and just finish those last few pieces. So that way you can get your digital credential and you can post it on LinkedIn. And that actually skyrocketed a lot of our awareness of our program with Academy. It seems like such a minor thing because we didn't really create any new content. It was all about how we packaged it, how we advertised it. We even leaned on our CS folks, like our CSMs. Hey, if you have customers that are stuck on something, maybe a certification, a learning pass could be that one piece that is missing to try and up-level what they're doing. So it was a lot of that promotional piece that we had going across different areas of the business. And then one more tidbit is involve your social teams. Like, we used our marketing blog team, like our demand gen team, the folks that post things on LinkedIn. And we talked with our customers and said, why does a certification matter? How did it help you? Especially the folks that have taken multiple. And they said, we would love to include their voices in our social media presence. And suddenly it's not just internal, it's also now bringing in customer testimonials and then showing on our blogs what our certifications can do and really just expanding our reach in ways that we haven't tried before. And marketing was so excited to help us. Customers were excited to join. It kind of opened our eyes and just avenues for how valuable that can be outside of just building the content.
Do you ever notice how customer education used to just mean get people trained? The best teams, they don't think that way anymore. They're using education as a growth engine, driving adoption, retention, and even revenue through learning. That's what Skilljar by Gainsight helps you do. deliver education everywhere your customers already are, from in-product to community and beyond. Oh, and what I'm about to share, we've linked it in the show notes so it's easy for you to grab. Go and check out the Academy Inspiration Database for real examples of standout customer academies and the 2025 Customer Education Trends Report, packed with data from over 100 CE teams. Both are quick reads with insights you'll actually use. You can find them all at gainsight.com/rethink or just tap the link in the show notes. With Gainsight, you can finally treat every customer like your best customer.
I mean, I certainly hear in all of that, like, you don't have to do it all yourself. Like, lean on those partnerships that you have and lean on those diverse set of channels that you have. And then thinking about it, I love the way you talked about, you know, breaking it down into specific segments. So it's all about like nudging our customers, like a little nudge to finish, a little nudge to see something that might be related that is interesting to you.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Those are awesome examples.
I'd say if there was like a, I don't know if anybody has like a community or if there's a way to get points for something. I know a lot of companies include that type of thing. Could you connect points to completing certifications? Are there ways to then hit them where we know they're going? Oh, they're in community. How do we try and advertise what we're doing in that same spot? And they get that extra bump of points or recognition there. Huge win that we hadn't even thought of before doing this campaign.
I love that. Bringing it all together, connecting all those experiences and just, yeah, nudging a little bit to help them out. Well, let's zoom out a little bit. You started by serving support and now you're working with the CS team. I mean, you're working with a lot of teams. Talk to us about how that evolution happened.
So it started naturally. Working with support is a great way to start. Our team needs to help with ticket deflection so the support team can answer the most critical questions that come in. So ultimately starting with support, we were FAQ documents. What are the biggest questions that you're getting? How can we create our help center content or our academy content to try and push some of that self-learning and not always submitting a support ticket? But when we started to see, okay, where else in CS could we get some input on customer education? We were just searching what content is missing. What do we need to try and discover and include in what we're building? We realized that a lot of our CSMs haven't taken any academy courses. Like, talk about awareness. If we can't even have our customers take academy courses or our CSMs to take academy courses, how do we expect our customers to? So this is kind of a aha. Wow, what if we start internally and really try and push, how do we include academy content in onboarding programs for CSMs? They need to get spun up on the product as well. So we want to make sure that they have as much information as possible. And this is already built, something that we could already include in what they're doing. It makes me think of an analogy. Like if you ever gone to a restaurant and you've talked to the server and you're like, which do you recommend? Which of these different items do you recommend? And the server says to you, oh, I haven't tried any of them, but you should try them anyway. It's automatically kind of a turn off because you're like, well, if you don't even want to eat the food, why do I want to eat the food? So if I connect it back to the CSMs, like if CSMs aren't even taking the content and knowing what we're offering, how are they going to recommend it to our customers or recommend the right content at the right time? Such a simple concept, but I know everybody's busy and everybody has their own things going on. Imagine if we're speaking the same language as our customers because they're learning from Academy. Our CSMs are using that same language, and therefore a lot of confusion can be avoided. That's a huge win right there. And again, simple, straightforward wins to try and get CSMs up-leveled and then helping them help our customers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's awesome. I love that analogy. And, you know, it's also that person when you say, okay, well, what's your favorite meal on the menu? And if they don't have a recommendation, like, oh, bar.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, well, that's kind of sad.
Yeah. So it's tying together that, A, you know the menu, and to your point, you have a point of view on where your customer should start and where they can get the most value. So that's an awesome analogy. And it makes me think about self-service. It sounds simple, but it is really hard to get right. So what has worked for you to make self-service education actually drive adoption?
When it comes to driving adoption, we've started to try and expose what customers have done in Academy to what CSMs are already looking at. So we're looking at connecting, we use Skilljar for Academy, Skilljar by Gainsight, and we also use Gainsight CS. So trying to do better at exposing, here are the different courses that folks in this account have completed in Skilljar. Can that support CSMs in their QBRs and their conversations that they're having? Hey, it sounds like you're struggling with this product. It looks like you've only taken a couple of courses in that. May recommend some other ones. So like quick hits at which recommendations could be valuable just by seeing what is or isn't completed in the customer's account. Another idea we're playing with is having quick links, like quick hit links that CSMs can pull from at any point. Like, hey, this is the use case your customer's working on. Here are the three different Academy or Help Center resources that can help. Or here's where they might be interested in going next, like expanding their account. Maybe you can give them some information from these links that would help them see, oh, this is what this product would do, or this is what that next workflow would do. So we're trying to help them help themselves by just exposing more of what we offer in a spot that they're already looking to see if that would help get the answers faster to our customers. And maybe even that can be solved in an email rather than setting up a call. And that also supports saving time for our CSM. So a lot of collaboration for a really quick win.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Going back to, again, a great example of leveraging all those places where conversations are already happening, and taking advantage of those moments to really drive folks back to prescriptive educational content. I think that's fantastic. So let's talk about impact, because I think that's exactly where we're heading here, which is, okay, you've created and designed incredible programs. You've driven awareness. You've got the content where it needs to go to have those conversations. Now, how do you measure the impact of the training material that you're creating and prove whether or not it's actually moving the needle?
Ooh, so hard. It's so challenging to do. If anybody out there is already doing customer education, it doesn't necessarily connect to directed ARR. It doesn't connect to any of the revenue. So we have to make those connections for our leadership to show the impact. One thing we did was defining a trained account. How do we know an account is considered trained? And it's different for every customer. You know, is it they take one course in one module? Is it they take a certification? Whatever it is, how do we identify that? And then we were able to take trained accounts and starting to compare them to, are more customers who are trained have high health scores? Are they in that green bar? Are they showing the low health score? Why might that be? Like starting to make correlations rather than causations for what training can do. And actually with that certification campaign, we found that the accounts that had certified users in them overall were more green in their health scores than they were in the yellow or red. So that's a huge way to explain, here's what impact we are making. We are helping our retain our customers, keeping them green, keeping them in our Academy content, so that way they're continuing to leverage the platform, like more cyclical. So another piece that we did was, if we think about the green and the red, right? Can you jump that next to ARR? Can you say, well, these green health scores of the certified users equate to this much ARR? That's how much money we are saving. Whereas these red ones that haven't taken it, that's how much ARR is at risk, or that's how much ARR that we could retain if we could get some more of our certifications and Academy content to them. So it's kind of, you know, one thing after another, but it actually started to show what impact our team was making by just a couple of little tweaks and definitions that we could add.
Mm-hmm. And how often are you reporting out?
Yeah, so we generally report out quarterly to our leadership teams, and we report on number of certified users. We report on hours of learning and how many certifications we've launched, things like that. So we try and bucket it all into the same type of view, so that way we can tell that story of, here are our trained accounts, here are our certified users, and here's how our accounts are looking based on the training that they've completed.
That's awesome. That's great. I love the laddering in, you know, we're all influencing that overall number, and creating that pathway is super powerful.
I was gonna say, even if you just start with trained accounts, hey, here's how many accounts we have trained, here's how many accounts we don't, like, start somewhere. So that way you can start to build up that ladder rather than waiting until your ladder's fully done. I think that was a big help to show, here's how we're starting to look at our accounts and what they're doing with our content.
Yes, I love that. And to that point, for anyone listening, if you haven't started, baseline everything before you jump in. Make sure you get a sense of where you are today and everything else that you create on top of it. To Elise's point, you're going to start to see those metrics move, which is incredible. So thank you so much, Elise, for all the incredible, really strong tactical information that you've shared with us and your vision and strategy. Let's look down the road a little bit now. How are you seeing AI helping you scale or personalize digital education?
AI is everywhere, right? Just like all of the other businesses, we're trying to see where it can fit in to save time, to save headcount that we have. Like, how do we try and make the most out of the folks that we have? So we've started to kind of break down our content by use case, like I said, with the learning paths. But we're also looking into, how do we reach out globally? That is kind of our next step, just as a business, but also just as a team. So we're looking into, how does AI support translations and localizing content that we haven't had to do before? What's the best bang for our buck when it comes to localizing our content? Is machine translation enough? Do we need a layer of human quality assurance when it comes to translation? So starting to see, how can our, not just our platform go global, but how can our resources go global as well? Again, like AI trying to, we're looking, how do we include AI in some of our academy platforms? Like, can we use tools like Forethought or any kind of chatbot within our academy to try and narrow down a customer's question? Again, all about ticket deflection. Are there ways that we can incorporate an even more robust search functionality so that way we can get customers their answers faster? Can we incorporate Help Center into Academy and vice versa, so that way we can try and hit them where they need it and without them having to dig to try and find the information? So a lot of it's about SEO. How do we surface the information faster? And then how do we also make sure that we're allowing our localized content to be exposed even more, depending on where those customers may live?
Mm-hmm. Love that. Are there any emerging trends or tools that you see out there that you're particularly excited about?
I'm really excited by some of the design AI that we are starting to see. We actually had a conversation about this a couple weeks ago on my team. Like, what AI tools are out there that we could possibly use to supplement some of the time that we're taking? But also we're starting to look at, what tools do we currently have, knowing that AI is everywhere? What can we look at the tools we already have and see, what are those companies planning? Have they already launched something AI worthy that we didn't know about? Is there something on their roadmap that we could leverage coming up soon, rather than having to go find a new tool, go through procurement, get it all set up and implemented? So I think when it comes to strategy and thinking about AI, I want to do it cautiously, yet still quickly, starting with what we have and then expanding out to, what are our biggest pain points? What are the things that are taking us the most time? And are there solutions out there that we haven't leveraged yet?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. We're all in this together, constantly looking out for what's out there. But also, like you said, what do we already have? And where are companies we're working with innovating? And what data do we have access to that we could probably just go ahead and leverage for ourselves? So that's incredible. All right. Well, Elise, this has been such a valuable conversation. I mean, you've showed us how customer education can reduce support load, empower the CSMs, and connect directly to customer value. So thank you for sharing such practical insights and stories. I know our listeners will take so, so much from this. So thank you.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so glad I was able to join and talk through a lot of this stuff. I think, again, I like what you said, we're all in this together. Like, little tidbits, little things that we can enforce in what we're doing can make all the difference, but we don't know if we don't give it a shot.
I love that. So true. And to our audience, thank you so much for tuning in. This was part of the Retention Rethink podcast brought to you by Customer Success Collective and Gainsight. There are 3 more episodes coming your way, so keep an eye out for those. And you can connect with Elise and with me on LinkedIn. We'd love to keep the conversation going. And until next time, take care.